Welcome to your daily devotional for October 12th. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 16. These words were spoken by Solomon's Shulamite bride. This is a beautiful statement of what the attitude of husband and wife in marriage ought to be. We read elsewhere in Scripture, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in verse 4, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. And let each one of you in particular love his own wife as himself. And let the wife see that she respects her husband. Ephesians 5, 22 and 33. Sadly, this attitude of mutual ownership and oneness is absent in many marriages, and the marriages suffer on account of this. As long as men are asserting their total authority and women are rebelling against the biblical concept of submission, there will be problems. There is further clear application of our text relating to Christ. Since all of Scripture is Christological, we seek to find Jesus on every page. Our text can be applied to the relationship that exists between Christ and his bride, which is his church. We make Christ our own through faith in him unto salvation, and at that time, we are also made his in a special sense. We submit to his divine ownership. One may take umbrage at this statement of being owned by another, but when we consider that we are either owned by God, our Creator, who gives us what is in our best interest, or by sin, which gives us tragedy and leads to the destruction of our souls, we see it more clearly. The individual at peace with God is able to say with joy and confidence, "My beloved is mine, and I am his."